and the farm worker cutting it, they didn't, they just say that one great big meal, and that would be your bacon mm-hmm. and your fat back mm-hmm. and all that in one piece. Mm-hmm. Yes. Then they'd take the, if they were going to make pork chops out of it, they'd split it right down the backbone, split the backbone half in two, then cut the ribs
mm-hmm. yes.
and then chop your pork chops out of there.
Yes. That bacon, was that the same thing you get in the store today? Was it
that's
same
right, it's the same thing. It was in there. You see the top part of it, mm-hmm. the part up next to the backbone up there was your fat back.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That had was mostly fat.
That's right.
You use that to cook in with turkey.
That's right. Beans and trim some of it out for lard. Mm-hmm. Then you had your streak of lean and streak of fat there. That was your bacon. And then you got the other part down there, which was the white meat. Mm-hmm. You probably heard the expression of that.
Very little lean in it all.
No, it don't lean at all. You, the country said that was sow belly.
Mm-hmm. Sow belly.
Yeah.
They usually salt that sow
belly. Salt it all down and take that great big piece of big slab of meat there. If you split your backbone and made your pork chop, you didn't have backbone.
Mm-hmm, yes.
But if you take your ribs out and cut down the side of that backbone, now taking this here middling out on this side and the one out on the other side, then you had your great big backbone up there. And you chop that in, just chop it in two. Mm-hmm. You take that and cut it, put it in a boiler, mm-hmm. boil you some of those backbones.
Mm-hmm. You just get plenty of meat then from a hog.
Oh yeah, you get plenty of hog. Then you got your hams, you got your middlings, then you get up to the front legs there, you've got your shoulder. You get two hams, two middlings, and two shoulders. Then you up to his neck, you cut his head off. Then you get your, take the head, cook it, make your press meat. Then you cut his head off, you get his brain, and you cook his brain. If you know how to handle a hog, you don't usually lose very much but the squeal.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So you use that lard for your cooking. And that those casings, is that the same thing as the chitlins?
That's right. That was the small one. Mm-hmm. Boiled intestines is what it was. And that was the casing that they stuck those chitlins in. And back a long time ago, they'd take, you know what, the split. They made bottomed in chairs or made cotton baskets out of. They take one of those things and bend it. Bend it around and they fasten it together. Then they take those casings and put them up here. Start at the end of it here and they start with the sausage and push it on through there. But then as time went on, they got stuff that was a whole lot speedier.
I guess they use a rendering from the lard, the renderings from the lard there and make...
Oh, that was crackling bread. Crackling bread, yes, sir.
Fine cornbread.
I tell you what, but a lot of people ruin their cracklings by not skinning the meat.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
The way we would prepare would the lard, mother would never let us put a piece of that skin in with the lard, he'd make it pop. Mm-hmm. We'd have to cut the skin off and put that in a pot, and then she'd take the skins and put them in another pot there and stew the lard out of there.
And that skin, that kind of like a rind? Or?
That's all it is, pork rind. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.